I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What began as an activity restriction in South Korea is turning into an assault on religious freedom. In early June, police stopped Voice of the Martyrs Korea from sending Bibles across the border to North Korea. Today, the ministry and its co-founder, Eric Foley, face criminal investigations.
Although balloon launching has been difficult every year since we began in 2005, this year, for the first time, there has been a large-scale effort to declare balloon launching illegal, not through the passage of a new law, but rather through the use of local city laws that typically are used for enforcement of litter and outdoor advertising. And so this has been a controversial effort on the part of the government. And it's unclear at this point how things will go.
And God is moving among the deaf in East Africa. Two-by-two teams with Door International are preaching to and discipling new believers. However, mature deaf Christians are hard to find. Rob Myers with Door International.
Many times, those communities still need a mature believer who can come alongside them and answer some of the very hard questions. If you think about the context of the New Testament, you had Paul, who was a missionary in a number of different cities, but he would follow up in those cities, and sometimes he would plant other strong believers in those cities to help local churches to continue to grow and thrive.
God called Edward Obega, a mature believer from Kenya, to South Sudan. Please pray for his ministry as he supports new Sudanese believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.